Jenny So, Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Here you have a small bell made hundreds of years after the big one. And it exudes a totally different aura, you might say. As bells, as musical bells, they both revert back to the same musical ceremonial ritual tradition. But the small bell, with its very luxurious gem-like quality of gold and silver inlay, does not express the same grandeur and the same monumentality as the early bell of the Duke of Qin. It is much more decorative, you might say. And on top of that, it was probably not functional. It probably did not sound well. It probably was made just for show. And that was the state of the musical ceremonial tradition at the very end of the Qin dynasty during the 3rd century BC, when the bells become smaller, more ornamental, and purely a symbol of a ritual that was used to be practiced at court.
To hear more from Jenny So about the bell's fabulous designs, press the green button. What is a dragon? Select the red button and find out.